This is Dr. Wrongton Ferguson dictating, admitting his written physical on patient Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, first name Norma, N-O-R-M-A, the date of initial consultation, September 13, 2023. The chief complaint near syncope, the HPID. Patient is an 82-year-old female with history of hypertension, comma, CAD, with prior standing COPD, and chronic respiratory failure is maintained on O2, period. She further has history of lung cancer, status post curative resection, severe anxiety, who presented to the Summit Medical Center with syncope, period. She was apparently sitting on the bed and all of a sudden fell back, passing out. She regained consciousness the following day. She had a prodrome, at which time she was with her granddaughter. She blacked out for some minutes, period. Patient was taken to the Summit Medical Center, where she was monitored on telemetry. She had episodes where she was less responsive, but not any episode of syncope or near syncopal episode, period. She had no arrhythmias, period. There was a question of whether she had seizures. Neurology did not feel she had seizures, period. MRI revealed no acute infarct or acute intracranial abnormality. It was small, old bilateral cerebellar infarct in a background or senescent change. Patient was subsequently transferred to the Excel for further rehab. Her past medical history, COPD, anxiety with depression, hyperparathyroidism, normal cystic anemia, coronary artery disease, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, chronic respiratory failure. The medications, albuterol, 2 puff every 4 hours PRN, alprazolam 0.25 milligrams, 1 tablet, 3 times daily PRN, amlodipine 10 milligrams, 1 daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, cinacalcet, C-I-N-A-C-A-L-C-E-T, 30 milligrams daily, escitalopram, i.e. Lexapro, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, fluticasone / vilanterol, 200/25 micrograms, take 2 puff BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID, Narco, 10-325, 1 every 8 hours PRN, Losartan, 100 milligrams, 1 daily, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, polyethylene glycol, 17 grams, 1 packet daily, vitamin D3, 2,000 unit capsules, 1 daily, Allergies, penicillin, but tolerated cefalexin in 2018 and ceftriaxone in 2022. Lisinopril, next number bupropion, next number venlafaxine, next number ibuprofen, next number naproxen. Family history, non-contributory, social history, she's widowed, she has history of light cigarette smoking, she further has history of alcohol. Review of systems. Constitutional. She has no fever or chills. HEENT. She had sore throat. Respiratory cough and shortness of breath. Cardiovascular. She had non-exertional chest pain. Gastrointestinal, she has abdominal pain. Genitourinary, no frequency or urea. Musculoskeletal, generalized aches. Neurologic, she has had dizziness and loss of consciousness. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed as per MAR. She is noted to be stable. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The impression, 82-year-old female with history of hypertension, COPD, CAD, chronic respiratory failure, lung cancer status post resection, presents with syncope. Patient is currently stable. She has history of tachycardiomyopathy. She has anxiety with depression. Hypertension is controlled. The plan PTOT as ordered. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.